News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Tuesday update from the Bryan Police Department. Officer Kelly McKeithen on hand. And I'm sorry I had a birthday lunch to go to last Friday, or else I would have been at the United Way cookout. You had a pretty nice day, and I bet the turnout was just as wonderful.
Yes, it was. It was a very good day to have a cookout, and we also had a Just Desserts contest where several city employees entered their tasty treats, and they were judged. We had a winner for presentation and a winner for the best tasting, and Mike Hare took the award for best tasting with this. It was a ooey, gooey, chocolate, caramel, cake, something or other. I got to look at it and drool, but I did not actually get to take a bite because I was not one of the judges. But he won the best tasting, and then Denise Stajic won the presentation award for the best-looking cupcakes. And they were quite, they were very cute. They had these little teddy bears on them. They were sunning, you know, looked like they were laying on the beach. So that was, it was pretty cute.
Let's talk about another upcoming benefit. We've had representatives of the College Station Police Department on a week or two ago as they were getting prepared for this Saturday's benefit for Rodney Sigler.
Yes, and, you know, Bryan and College Station, we're a close-knit family. Our agencies work together all the time, and, you know, seeing Lieutenant Rodney Sigler afflicted by the cancer has been hard on everybody. And so Saturday they're going to have a benefit for him. It's going to be at the A&M Consolidated High School this Saturday from 11 to 1. He was, for those who haven't heard, he was diagnosed with a rare form of esophageal cancer and has undergone aggressive treatments with radiation and chemotherapy and has already undergone surgery at MD Anderson. So they're going to have some barbecue plates out there for sale for $10, and that includes two meats, beans, and potato salad. They're going to have raffles that include several firearms, I believe, a hog hunt, including lodging, a photography package, a Leopold scope, and men's watch, granite cutting boards, all kinds of things during that raffle. But if anyone's interested in getting tickets, they can go to, let me give you an email address. It is Sigler Benefit, and I'm going to spell Sigler for you, S-I-G-L-E-R, benefit, at gmail.com, and you can email I think their association, their wives association, is helping put this on, and you can email them, and they will get you some tickets.
There's also a Facebook page that's been established, too, and you can read more about it that way. And give me the times again over at A&M Consolidated.
11 to 1 this Saturday.
We have Veterans Day coming up, and I know that you had something you wanted to mention about that.
Yes, I just want to remind everybody that Veterans Day is this Sunday, and that if you know a veteran, to make sure that you tell them thank you for their service to the country and their sacrifice. And I have a special veteran in mind that is my uncle, Robert Walker Caldwell, Jr. He was a graduate of A&M, so whoop! He joined the United States Air Force and served in Vietnam in 71. He retired from the Air Force after 26 years of service, and he died last year on Veterans Day. He was battling pancreatic cancer. So I just want to remember my uncle, and I want everyone to take the time out Sunday and remember someone that was close to them that's a veteran.
All right, that's our update this week with Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, on News Talk 1620 WTAW.